This is Supreme Headquarters, Allied Expeditionary Force. In a moment, you will hear the Supreme Commander, General Dwight D. Eisenhower. His statement will be followed by other messages to the peoples of the countries on the western coast of Europe, which are occupied by the enemy. The Supreme Commander, Allied Expeditionary Force, General Dwight D. Eisenhower. People of Western Europe. A landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force. This landing is part of the concerted United Nations plan for the liberation of Europe, made in conjunction with our great Russian allies. I have this message for all of you. Although the initial assault may not have been made in your own country, the power of your liberation is approaching. All patriots, men and women, young and old, had a part to play in the achievement of final victory. To members of resistance movements, whether led by nationals or by outside leaders, I say, follow the instructions you have received. To patriots who are not members of organized resistance groups, now close, continue your country resistance, but do not needlessly endanger your lives. Wait until I give you the signal to rise and strike the enemy. The day will come when I shall need your united strength. Until that day, I call on you for the hard task of discipline and restraint. Citizens of France, I am proud to have again under my command the gallant forces of France. Fighting beside their allies, they will play a worthy part in the liberation of their homeland. Because the initial landing has been made on the soil of your country, I will speak to you with even greater emphasis my message to the peoples of other occupied countries in Western Europe. Follow the instructions of your leaders. A premature uprising of all Frenchmen may prevent you from being of maximum help to your country in a critical hour. Be patient. Prepare. As Supreme Commander of the Allied Expeditionary Force, there is imposed on me the duty and responsibility of taking all measures necessary to the prosecution of the war. Prompt and willing obedience to the orders that I shall issue is essential. Effective civil administration of France must be provided by Frenchmen. All persons must excel in their present duties unless otherwise instructed. Those who have made common cause with the enemy and so betrayed their country will be removed. When France is liberated from her oppression, you yourselves will choose your representatives and the government under which you wish to live. In the course of this campaign for the final defeat of the enemy, you may sustain further loss and damage. Tragic though they may be, they are part of the price of victory. I assure you that I shall do all in my power to mitigate your hardship. I know that I can count on your steadfastness now, no less than in the past. For the heroic deeds of Frenchmen who have continued the struggle against the Nazis and their Vichy satellites in France and throughout the French Empire have been an example and an inspiration to all of us. This landing is but the opening phase of the campaign in Western Europe. Great battles lie ahead. I call upon all who love freedom to stand with us now. Keep your faith staunch. Our arms are resolute. Together we shall achieve victory.
You have just heard the Supreme Commander, General Dwight D. Eisenhower.
It has just been announced that General de Gaulle has arrived in England. He will broadcast a message to the people of France later in the day. You will next hear the King of Norway, His Majesty King Haakon VII.
Once then, some days since the war, but we have begun. Som har taget sigtet på frigøringen af Europa under protokol. Er krigen fra vest, der går en ende i en fase. Denne melding har vi alle modtaget med dyb taknemmelighed og glæde, fordi den indbærer vidtheden om, at de allierede styrker nu har ført os et godt stykke længere frem på vejen mod sejren og friheden. die Gehlen oder eine Uwe. Nur etwas hat Gote nun verhastet in der Uwe-Lack-Handling. Nun, die Stiefenfreimauer Bierte hat ein innerster Betüßning entführt und lecker Stimmen alle Kunstler im Drängen zu weihen. Immer schief von Stiefenmauer. Das ist der, wo ich das Schick gehielt, wie wir es erzählt oder anders. Milliarden auf die Organisation vom Kammerarbeiter Milliarden, die ein höheres Militärer Autoritäter, Stor in Fürsten. Ich habe eine bestimmte Aufgabe und Löse und die wird vor mir Ordnung. Die wird uns für den Zukunftsverkampf erneut die Tränger Schulwüste, Ella, Max oder Mann Miguel, mit der alte Post. Also von dem Mode kann man ihre Stunde kommen in Aure und mehr wird die Pulsumsatz und Verhältnis. Ich habe eine Regierung, Senna in Warmhilfen für alle Landsmen, den Vorrang auf dem Post. Was um Opfer wie die, der Tidisput, der Feinde, muss da mehr keine Aufgabe. Die Allianz durch das Oberkommandieren. Wir können dort die Frau. Und weil haben uns da alle den Vor- ohne Hans-Kommando. Und gehen kein Tasting. Ella vor allem neu. Der Bockfort wird die, der soll Kontakt mit den konstitutionellen Mentierern. Wie will uns ein Großvater der neue deutsche Jüdikampf? Und wie fühlt er denn die Platz genannt mit den warmsten Ünsten? Wie will hat die Ecke beschwichte Wettschädi? Und wie nur was hat die alte beschwichte denn? Manchmal, alle zusammen, und wer berät? Liebe die Prime Nation des Heils, liebe für Jesus.
Here is a translation of King Håkon's message to the people of Norway. Fellow countrymen, as a result of the great strategic plan which aims at liberating the oppressed peoples of Europe, the war in the West has today entered a new phase. We have all received this news with a profound feeling of joy and satisfaction, as we realize that our forces have thereby carried us a good way further on the road to victory and liberation. Heartened by these developments, our people must not allow their enthusiasm to lead them into premature or unpremeditated acts. From now on, however, it will be of even greater importance than heretofore to hinder and impede the enemy by all subtle and covert means that do not expose yourself or others. This order does not apply to organized resistance groups who are in touch with the Allied military authorities. They have been given their special orders, and they will receive further orders. These they will carry out in the knowledge that if they are in need of a hiding place, or food, or any other help, they will always find it. In this way also, many of you will be able quietly to take an effective part in the battle for freedom. I and my government warmly salute all compatriots who stand firm at their posts and look forward to ever more exacting tasks in a spirit of self-sacrifice and confidence. The Supreme Allied Commander will at all times keep you informed about what is expected of everyone under his command, and over the radio and by other means, our people will continue to be in close contact with their constitutional authorities. We salute the forces which have now gone into battle. Our thoughts and warmest wishes go with them. We know that they will not fail us, and we promise never to fail them. Fellow countrymen, keep together and be prepared. Long live the cause of the United Nations. Long live the cause of freedom. That ends the translation of King Håkon's statement. Communique number one, issued by Supreme Headquarters, Allied Expeditionary Force, will now be repeated.
Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France.
You are now the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, His Excellency Professor Herr Brandy.
Mannen en vrouwen van Nederland. Nu het grote ogenblik gekomen is waarop de alle strijdkrachten tot een machtige aanval zijn overgegaan vanuit het Westen, heb ik enkele zeer ernstige woorden tot u te zeggen. Ik verzoek u hiernaar met de grootst mogelijke aandacht te luisteren en mijn woorden met de afneming van alle noodzakelijke veiligheidsmaatregelen door te geven aan de betrouwbare landgenoten die niet in de gelegenheid waren naar mij te luisteren. Landgenoten, nu de geallieerde motorslag neerkomt op Hitler's Atlantic Wall, gaat door ons allen een siddering van ontroering. Onze mannen van leger, vloot, luchtmacht en koopvaardij hebben de taak te vervullen welke aan hen door de militaire opperbevelhebber is toegedeeld. In de harten van ons allen stijgt de dringende bede op tot een almachtige om hulp en bijstand in deze vooral zo rechtvaardige strijd. In nauw overleg met de geallieerde opperbevelhebber geef ik u daarom de volgende order, waaraan ik verwacht dat iedere Nederlander die van goede wille is, zich kan helpen. Mijn orders richten zich niet tot die speciale vertrekgroepen die hun eigen orders hebben ontvangen en daaraan geval zullen geven. Ik richt mijn instructies tot hen die niet lid zijn van die speciale vertrekgroepen. 1. Hij zou geen daden van gewelddadig openlijk verzet krijgen. Het zou den vreden vijand slechts de gelegenheid bieden represailles te nemen, veel en veel harder dan ooit tevoren. 2. Zij die redeneren dat ze gaarne hun leven vrij hadden en zich dus niet willen laten weerhouden van iedere vorm van directe hulpverlening, zij op het hart gebonden dat de represailles zich zouden uitstrekken over vele, van vele onschuldigen. Wij kennen den Duitser. En ik herhaal dus met klem, geen gewelddadig openlijk verwet. 3. Wat daarentegen wel geschieden moet, is overal waar onzichtbaar en onherkenbaar geen verzet mogelijk is, moet er onverbiddelijk worden geboden. 4. Daarna dient hij alles na te laten wat een vijand van enig direct of indirect voordeel zou kunnen zijn. 5. Vijand zal geen enkel middel verzuimen om u te provoceren of te misleiden. Wees overal waar hij staat of staat op uw hoede. Luister alleen naar de aanwijzingen die wij van hieruit geven. 6. Zodra van u een krachtiger actie wordt verwacht, zal dit op een onmiskenbare wijze van hieruit worden duidelijk gemaakt. Nederlanders, bid met ons om de zegen. Leve het vaderland.
Here is a translation of the statement just made by the Prime Minister of the Netherlands.
Men and women of the Netherlands, now that the great moment has arrived and the Allied forces have started the mighty attack from the West, I have some very solemn words to say to you. I request you to listen with the greatest possible attention and with due observance of all necessary security measures to pass on my word to trustworthy compatriots who have not been in a position to listen to me. Fellow countrymen, now that the Allied sledgehammer blow is falling on Hitler's Atlantic Wall, we are all thrilled with emotion. Our men of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Merchant Navy
have to fulfill the task allotted to them by the military commander-in-chief. In the hearts of all of us rises the urgent prayer to the Almighty for help and assistance in what is for us so righteous a struggle. In close deliberation with the Allied High Command, I therefore give you the following orders, which I expect every Dutchman of goodwill to keep. These orders do not apply to those organized resistance groups who have received their orders and who will obey them. It is to those who are not members of organized resistance groups that I address these instructions. One. You will not perpetrate any acts of violent open resistance. It would only offer the cruel enemy an opportunity to take far bloodier reprisals than ever before. Two, those who reason that they are ready to sacrifice their life and therefore do not wish to refrain from any form of direct assistance are urged to consider that the reprisals would extend to a great many innocent people. We know the Germans. And I therefore request, with emphasis, no violent open resistance. Three. This, however, must be done. Wherever invisible and unrecognizable passive resistance is possible, it must be inexorably forthcoming. Refrain from any act which might be of any direct or indirect advantage to the enemy. Five. The enemy will not fail to employ any means of provoking or deceiving. Wherever you go, wherever you may be, watch your own behavior. Listen, all of you, to the instructions which we give you from here. Six. As soon as more forceful action is required of you, this will be made clear from here in unmistakable fashion. Dutchmen, pray with us to Hitler. Long live the fatherland. That ends the translation of the statement made by the Prime Minister of the Netherlands.
You will next hear
the Prime Minister of Belgium,
His Excellency, Monsieur Hubert Pialot.
Mes chers compatriotes, l'heure attendue par vous est proche. Les opérations préliminaires pour la libération de l'Europe ont commencé. Cet assaut initial est l'annonce certaine de votre délivrance. Vous allez vivre des jours difficiles, dans une attente anxieuse. C'est le moment de montrer une fois de plus les qualités de discipline et de maîtrise de vous-même dont vous avez donné tant d'exemples depuis 4 ans. La première règle à suivre sera de modérer votre impatience. La seconde, de ne pas vous laisser tromper par les excitations perfides de l'ennemi et de ne pas vous laisser engager dans des actions prématurées qui ne pourraient avoir pour résultat que de terribles représailles. Les Alliés vous sont reconnaissants de la magnifique résistance que vous avez montrée sous l'oppression allemande et le gouvernement est convaincu que vous ferez tout ce qui est possible pour contribuer à détraquer la machine de guerre de l'ennemi. Le succès final de l'effort militaire aujourd'hui commencé dépend en grande partie de la force que vous conserverez pour le moment décisif. Vous souhaiteriez que nous vous demandions tout de suite tout l'effort dont vous êtes capable. Mais une résistance organisée, déjà en possession de ses consignes et le sabotage clandestin sont maintenant plus utiles. À tous les patriotes, je dis, obéissez avec une discipline complète à tous les ordres qui vous seront donnés par le commandement suprême allié et par votre gouvernement. Mais soyez attentifs à décerner les fausses consignes qui pourraient être lancées par l'ennemi.
Ne croyez pas les rumeurs non contrôlées. La seule façon de vérifier l'authenticité des nouvelles est de vous assurer qu'elles sont transmises par les stations de télégraphie sans fil des Alliés. Par-dessus tout, méfiez-vous des agents provocateurs. Le moment du suprême combat n'est pas encore venu. Lorsqu'il aura sonné, vous en serez avertis par le commandement allié et par votre gouvernement. L'on vous dira alors clairement ce que l'on attend de vous. Utilisez cette période intermédiaire pour perfectionner vos organisations afin qu'au moment voulu, leur action soit pleinement efficace. Dans les souffrances accrues qui marqueront peut-être la dernière phase de la guerre, tous les Belges devront plus que jamais montrer un mutuel dévouement et toutes les ressources encore disponibles être les plus éprouvées. Les mesures que nous vous envoyons sont courage, discipline, solidarité, confiance.
Here is a translation of the statement just made by the Prime Minister of Belgium. My beloved countrymen, the hour so long awaited by you is near. Preliminary operations for the liberation of Europe have begun. This first assault is the certain signal for your deliverance. You are going to undergo difficult days in a period of anxious waiting. This is the time to show once again those qualities of discipline and self-control which for 4 years you have so often displayed. The first rule for you to follow is to moderate your impatience. The second is not to let yourselves be fooled by any of the enemy's treacherous provocations, and not to let yourselves be embroiled in any premature action which could result in terrible reprisals. The institution has shown under German action. And the government is convinced that you will do everything possible to contribute to the overthrow of the German war machine. The final success of the military undertaking which began today depends largely on the strength that you can serve for the decisive moment. You naturally want us to demand of you immediately all the effort of which you are capable. But the organized resistance, which already has its orders, and clandestine sabotage, are at this moment of more use. To all patriots, I say, obey with complete discipline all the orders given you by the Supreme Allied Command and by your government. But be on the alert for false orders, which might be issued by the enemy. Do not believe uncontrolled rumors. The only way to check the genuineness of any news is to make sure it is sent from Allied radio stations. Above all, trust agents pour la paix. The moment of supreme combat has not yet come. When it does, you will be warned of it by the Allied command and by your government. You will then be clearly told what is expected of you. Use the period that intervenes to perfect your organization, so that at the desired moment, their action may be fully effective. In the increased suffering, which perhaps will mark the last phase of the war, all Belgians must, more than ever before, show their devotion to each other and use all resources still available to relieve the suffering of those most sorely tried. The watchwords we send you are courage, discipline, unity, and confidence. That ends the translation of the Belgian Prime Minister's statement.
Communique number one, issued from Supreme Headquarters, Allied Expedition Report, will now be repeated.
Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France.
This concludes the broadcast from Supreme Headquarters, Allied Expeditionary Force.